Well, I'm one of seven. I'm the baby girl. In 1968, my grandmother died. And that same year, my mother had tuberculosis. So she was hospitalized, and my father stopped coming home. So the Catholic Guardian Society stepped in and took us all and sent us all to homes. I was like 8 years old. They sent my oldest two sisters together. They sent the three boys together, but they sent me to a home all by myself. And I did not like it, so I rebelled. I kept beating people up, running away. And when I was 12 years old, the judge said I was remanded because I was an incorrigible kid. And he sent me to Hudson State Training School for Girls. And that was February 1971. They put you on a bus. Off you go, upstate somewhere. We had to surrender all our clothes. And we had to wear white bras, white panties that they gave us, and a pink wraparound dress. The different cottages I know was by age. It was like a flim-flam mattress with bunk beds where you sunk in the middle. Not everybody was mean there. There was Ma Peterson, Ma Vinez. That's what we had to call her, Ma. I had Ma Perkins. I loved her. She was cool. It was a home away from home, but then, you know, you hear rumors of one of the night staff creeping in the girls' room and doing things. There was sexual shenanigans going on with the girls experimenting. And some of the older girls would abuse the younger girls and make them do sexual acts. I don't remember anybody doing anything to me because I was crazy when I got mad. Because if you fuck with me, I'm going to try to kill you. And it made me an animal. It made me an animal that carried me through a lot of years. It was cliques, different cliques that you were with. We had to be hip, so I was slick. Slick, sly, wicked, and wide. That was the name of our group. Some of the girls were there because of unwanted pregnancies. Some of them were there because they were being sexually molested at home. We were there because nobody wanted us. So our common bond was, we felt rejected. I ran away from Hudson State Training School for Girls 4 times. The furthest I got was when I ran away from the administration building. I was actually able to hitch a ride and get dropped off at the Port Authority, but I got arrested right away. At that time, I was a cutter. I was cutting my arms. I slit my own throat. Because when you feel like you're in a world where nobody loves you, you have no reason to be around. Nobody loves me? Okay, fuck all yous. And that's when I became Crazy Lizzie. It's not something I'm proud of now. I'm just letting you know the mindset. Because I could go back there in 2 minutes, how I felt. It took me a long, long time to understand that I'm not there anymore. But those feelings are just as real today as they were then. I have a poem that I wrote. It says, high heels and pantyhose. What does it matter? I'm 12 years old. What does it matter the things I've seen more than most at 17? What does it matter that my eyes are black? Obviously, I deserved that slap. Or was it a kiss? I can't remember the cause of this. Perhaps I stood and then I fell and winded up in a grown-up hell. For sex and drugs, that's what we did. 20 years later, it matters, you see, to the child within me who is finally free.